Consumed by fire, higher places here on WJTL. Happy Tuesday to you. 7:21 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Good morning. Weather-wise today, seeing sunny skies, high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 70. Your winning Wednesday, mostly sunny. Seeing some isolated thunderstorms, high of 98. Right now, 71 degrees in Mannheim, Lancaster, and Harrisburg.
This morning, we're hanging out with our friend Jeff Rutt. He's the founder and board chair over at Hope International. Jeff, good morning once again.
Good morning, Liam.
For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Hope International.
Well, first of all, I don't have this opportunity that often, so I want to give a good morning shout out to my granddaughter, Marielle Huber, who is hopefully up and listening, paying attention to the radio this morning.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. One of my favorite grandchildren.
Okay. Well put. Very diplomatic.
But yeah, just love to be a part of Hope International. It's been a great journey through the years. And Hope International is a Christ-centered microenterprise development organization. We restore dignity in families' lives and use that as a platform to proclaim the gospel. We're now in 30 countries. We've served millions of families and partner with 18,000 churches around the world, have loaned out over $2 billion. But for me, it's all about those individual clients. I got a chance to meet my friend Nico in the island of Tacloban, way out in the outer areas of the Philippines. And as I mentioned earlier, it's just when I read the Gospels, I see Jesus really leaning into encouraging us to go to the fragile fringe, go to the hard places, go to minister to the folks that are considered the outcasts, the untouchables, those that are brokenhearted and weary. And Nico was one of those. His house was destroyed in 2014 by the typhoon, moved up the mountain, started a new life there, became a part of a Hope International savings group. He was president of the Rice Farmers Association. Met him about 7 o'clock one morning out there, and he had his knee boots on. I was working in the rice paddies, came out to just chat for a little bit. And I was talking to Nico, and he was he was so encouraging. You know, I went to encourage him, but he was so much encouraging me. And I said, Nico, what advice do you have for other rice farmers in your region of the world here in Tacloban? And he said, it's very simple. He said, three things: trust God, work hard, and save. Hmm. And I thought, you know, it doesn't get much more powerful than that. And you could get your master's in a lot of different things and come out, you know, pretty much the same place.
Sure.
And to me, that's encouraging always to see the impact that the ministry is having on lives like Nico's.
100%. Now, in the States, we often think of these cases, oh, this is so sad. You see people like Nico a lot, and they really are some of the happiest people. Grateful is probably a better term. Do you see that pretty much anywhere you go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And really, I think there you see a lot of gratefulness, and you see a lot of contentment, and you see a lot of generosity.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another example, and we do work in a lot of hard places, you know, places like Haiti. We have about 15,000 savings group members in Haiti that are still meeting, still worshiping together, praying together, supporting each other, saving together, doing life together. We're in Ukraine. We started in Zaporozhye, Ukraine,
wow,
right at the center of where the war is just raging right now. And unfortunately, last Tuesday, our Hope International office got hit with a ballistic missile.
Oh, wow.
Completely destroyed the building.
Oh, no.
Fortunately, nobody was seriously injured or killed in that blast. So there's a lot of messiness, a lot of really hard things happening. However, there's so much good happening not far from there, just a few kilometers from there. We have a farmer who actually could not get a loan this spring to plant his corn. Large farm. He has a large farm, employs a lot of people in the local region. He grows corn, soybeans, or I'm sorry, corn, sunflowers, wheat. He has some orchards, some cattle, and some pigs. And he went to get his loan this spring, which he always does, from the bank, and they denied his loan. Of course, the war.
Right.
You can't blame him, but was able to get a loan from Hope International. So it's really cool to see that those, not only that farmer is continuing, but all the employees that work for him are continuing to have a job. So there's a lot of different levels You know, we start as low as $20 loans and go, you know, some of our loans are larger to like to this farmer in Ukraine. And then we have folks in Haiti that are saving $1 a week. But it's really about the, you know, the what we cover in what we call the 5W meetings, where we have everyone meets in our group loans and our group savings groups have the 5Ws, the welcome, worship, word, work, and wrap up. And it really allows them to do life together, to grow together, to have real impact on their lives.
I love it. That's really cool. It sounds like there's a lot of ways that folks can get involved. They can visit you online at hopeinternational.org. You also have your 26th annual golf tournament coming up on Friday, September 11th. Tell us all about the golf tournament.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We get together. We have a lot of fun playing golf. We're looking for sponsors. It's really about the golf, but really not about the golf. We're looking to impact lives. So we call it, you know, we're driving out poverty. And we have two locations, one at Wincote near Oxford and another one Iron Valley in Lebanon. And through the years, we've raised over $10 million through the golf sponsors. So if anyone's out there that wants to get involved in supporting folks like Nico or, you know, folks like Confessor that we talked about earlier, or this Ukrainian farmer, being a part of change, being part of impact, get on our website, check it out, and be a sponsor and make a difference in the world.
Is there a specific link that folks can visit for the golf tournament?
Yeah, if they go to hopeinternational.org/golf, they would be able to get to that location and talk to Brian Boykin, Cheryl Byrne, and or myself, and be a sponsor, make a difference here, having fun playing golf or sponsoring a golf tournament and make a difference somewhere around the world on the fragile fringe.
Very cool. Check it out online, hopeinternational.org/golf. Jeff, how can our listeners be praying for you and the entire team at Hope International?
Yeah, be praying for continued. It's hard work. It's messy. It's not like, you know, what I say, you know, dropping flour out of the sky and just hoping it, you know, makes a difference.
Yeah.
For the folks that are on the ground, the loan officers especially, the group leaders for our savings group members, our clients who are dealing with hardships. So please pray for them, especially folks in Haiti right now that are dealing with a lot of the, you know, just never knowing, you know, with the gang violence in Ukraine, not knowing when the next ballistic missile is going to come. So pray for their not just physical health, but emotional, mental health, spiritual health. And then, yeah, just pray that for our leadership, Peter Greer, our CEO, as we look for the next, you know, what's next? What does God have next for us as we do our next strategic plan? What do we focus on? Where does God lead us next as we, you know, continue to follow Him and be good stewards of what He's been so generous to us with so far?
Very cool. Well, we'll be praying for you. Jeff, thanks so much for stopping by. This was awesome.
Thank you, Liam. It's been great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, have a great rest of your day. We're diving right back into the music with Holly Brand. Here's I Know Somebody right here on WJTL. I know somebody.